Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
Minnesota's tradition of electing third-party candidates started in 1890 when Hithel Halvorsen from the People's Party was elected to the U.S. House. Since then, the Progressive Party, the Farmer Labor, Independents, and Green parties have all found success in statewide or local elections. Political scientist David Schultz says since the 1970s, third-party candidates have been supported by Minnesota's public financing system. The unique program gives money to any party with at least 5% of the vote.
Very few states provide public financing at all, and so right off the bat, the fact that we do is pretty remarkable.
Schultz says election of a third-party candidate usually requires good timing.
Economic conditions are huge factors. Disenchantment with major parties is a huge factor. I think a critical factor right now is up to 30% of Minnesotans don't consider themselves to be members of either the Republican or Democratic Party.
Schultz says a third-party presence in any election cycle affects the direction of campaign strategy for all candidates in the race, proving that Minnesota's third parties are influential, even if not elected.
MN90 is a co-production of the Minnesota Historical Society and AMPERS, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, online at mn90.org.